Hi guys, I'm Declan.
And I'm Itala.
This is Ethical Fashion Today. And after last week, we had our Fashion Revolution week. We thought we'd talk about Fashion Revolution, because it's not just about Fashion Revolution week. The Fashion Revolution is a annual, just a thing that goes on all the time. So we started with how it started, which was, it was a movement basically that started after the collapse of Rana Plaza. Would you like to talk about Rana Plaza?
Yeah, so Rana Plaza was a factory in Bangladesh, and it collapsed in 2013 in April, which killed 1,134 people. The problem with the Rana Plaza is that it was the worst accident in the history of the apparel industry, and one of the deadliest industrial disasters of any kind. So that's why it was... there was a huge response, and the media was so focused on that accident as well, because it was so big, and it meant a lot, which there was like the whole movement of Fashion Revolution created around that as well in response. And the worst is that when a plaza collapsed, and it was no surprise to anyone really, because the workers had been reporting all the cracks there was in the building, the fire exits were blocked, and even a local engineer in Bangladesh had said that the building was not workable, it had to be emptied because it was at risk of being collapsed. But the managers didn't agree, the owner said it was fine, and it forced the workers to come back to work, even though many said it didn't want to, but they were at risk of losing their jobs if they didn't. And it was just in the morning, it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and the floors just began to vanish and the workers just started to fall. It took 90 seconds for the whole building to collapse. And in that morning, there was 2,000 workers who had clocked in to work, and of course, more than half of that died. The factory was actually built illegally. The top floor floors lacked necessary supporting walls, and the building's foundations were rested on swampy ground that compromised its integrity. It's ridiculous, like how they would actually build a factory that was like that big. It was 8 story high, and the owner, after the accident, he actually tried to run away to the Indian border, but the Bangladesh authorities caught him 4 days later, and so far he's been sentenced to 3 years in prison on corruption charges, and is facing prosecution for murder.
That's it, just three years.
Yeah. Killed over 1,000 people because of his negligence and greed, and he's been sentenced to 3 years. But he might still get more for murder, though.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think after this event, the main reason that a few things got set up, including Fashion Revolution and the Bangladesh card, because I think people kind of knew this was going on in the industry, but this was obviously such a big scale of people that got killed, and obviously the media and the news and everything. I think people just thought, like, how could something like this happen? Like, how was this possible? It could have been avoided. That's what makes it so sad, is that it could have been avoided. So then, with Fashion Revolution's mission, the idea behind Fashion Revolution is to change all that, to make it not possible for something like that to happen. And they say that they believe the fashion industry should value people, the environment, creativity, and profit all equally. Should all be possible in the fashion industry.
Yeah, the Fashion Revolution, they want to hold brands accountable for those disasters as well, because the brands, the fashion labels and retail chains, they are constantly trying to drive the prices down to pay to the suppliers. And people to ask questions whilst they're shrinking all those prices. Who is paying that? Whose lives are being put in risk? Because of course somewhere someone is losing out. And are they trying to do that so like they can please the consumers in the US and Europe for who are demanding ever cheaper casual clothes, or you know, like, do they want to increase their profits? It just it doesn't make sense to me, because the prices are already so low and they're trying to make it even lower. But that's just creating more you know, like, impacts negatively on the environment as well, because clothing is just so cheaply made with really bad materials. They're not biodegradable, they're not eco-friendly. So that creates a whole another discussion of, you know, the impact of fast fashion. But Fashion Revolution is really doing a lot to help that.
Yeah, so throughout the year they're working with companies and standards and missions to try get our list in place. Their first mission, if you like, their first goal is to make the fashion industry transparent, because they feel like that's, well, obviously that is the first step. If you can't see the problem, how are you going to fix it if the problem has been hidden? So their first push of the what they've been working on for really for the past 6 years is try and make the industry as transparent as possible. That's why the Fashion Revolution Week is really pushing the Who Made My Clothes, the hashtag and the pictures and the brand and the signs, is to really ask the brands who made my clothes, so that that can become like just a normal thing to know. Like they get each year more people asking and more brands are answering, so it's working.
There's over 440,000 people like post that use the hashtag on Instagram.
Yeah, so it's definitely works well to do that, like in one concentrated week, to really push the brands. And also, I think doing it every year means that really the brands are gonna kind of run out of excuses to say like, "Oh, we don't know right now," because it's like, well, you know, this is gonna happen every year. You should have some answers.
Yeah, it's kind of like, "Oh, we don't know this right now, but we're gonna find out, and we'll have to get back to you in 2 years' time or so." 2 years' time comes, and then we ask again.
Yeah. So it's definitely a movement that's working.
They kind of like made it accessible, like, to consumers to actually try to make a difference.
Yeah,
it's sort of like you know, giving you the power to ask those questions and know that you have that kind of
power.
Yeah, you have the power, like, you know, towards those brands, because you're buying them after all.
Because I think the individual, because obviously we like, I think we know that the individual has power, the public has power, but it needs to be sort of organised, and this is a good way of organising it, to focus on that, like, this everyone doing it at once.
Yeah, and Fashion Revolution is worldwide, it's happening all over the world.
Global, yeah.
Yeah, it's a global movement, so it's not just people in the UK asking those questions, but it's everyone, everywhere. And I was really surprised when we found out as well that it's actually like a huge movement in Brazil, where I'm from, because I didn't know. I don't really see my friends asking those questions or even like being bothered about where the clothes are made. So just to know that it's huge in Brazil was just like a really huge surprise.
Yeah, it was nice when we found that. But like, because when we were first like organising our event, we were getting all of the information and resources that they have, Fashion Revolution has available to people, and they have only the two at the moment. They only have English and Brazilian Portuguese translations, so they must, like, obviously it is a quite big over there, which that was a nice surprise.
And Fashion Revolution, of course, like Dex said, it's like it's happening annually. It's not just like once a year. It's just it's throughout the whole year. So, you know, like, whilst in the during Fashion Revolution Week, it's like the week that is the anniversary of Rana Plaza's disaster. The year round, they're going to, you know, schools. They're setting up briefs with universities. They're releasing like more reports just to keep like that.
Yeah, I think, and the work with brands as well, who want to make a positive change and become more transparent, or fix part of their supply chain.
They actually release courses as well, which I just saw. The second one was released yesterday, which seems really good, and it's all free. The first one was basically like helping, you know, like consumers and anyone really to understand like how to track their clothes down, like to know, like, you know, the whole supply chain, what it's made of, where, cool. Who made it. And now I just posted a link in a sustainable fashion meetup on Facebook, which is going to be released on the 10th of May. 10th of May or June. let me see. 10th of June. And it's a 4-week long course. It's online. You can do it on your own time. You can do like the 4, you know, weeks worth of course, like in one go if you want. But it's going to be on the fashion's future.
Awesome. Because obviously, Fashion Revolution has got a long-term goal to fix the whole industry in terms of equality and obviously like ethically, sustainably, financially, like everything's to sort of work together, so not just end up focused on one section.
Mm-hmm.
They have a manifesto which people can go online and sign, which is. It's quite a massive. It's like it's like down into 10 key points, but each one of them is quite like a big. It's more than just a sentence.
Yeah, they're like they're their own thing in its own
way. Yeah. So it's like about exploitation and dignified work and all that. That's just that liberates a worker and empowers everyone, and that's just one of the points.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely worth a look and a sign to sign the manifesto.
It talks about culture and heritage, inclusiveness and
gender, race, and shape. It's got about honouring like artisan and crafts in like a lot of these, in most countries that's gets kind of often get forgotten about, especially in like a fast fashion model.
Mm-hmm. I think what makes Fashion Revolution so powerful as well is it was kind of like the last drop, you know, like of like, what is it called, the metaphor, don't know what the metaphor is in England. It's kind of like the last drop of water like in the glass, and it just kind of like create like this whole flood.
Yeah.
Like where the movement was created, because there's been so many different disasters for so long. Apparently, in 2013, which was the year when the plaza collapsed, there's been like 17 disasters which resulted in deaths. And after that, there was only 2 the year after, and then 3 in 2015, 5 in 2016, 4 in 2017.
Yeah. I think that's why it's so important that Fashion Revolution decided to do the like annual event, so that people don't forget and end up getting worse and worse and worse each year until it ends up back to where it started.
Yeah, it's sad because just 5 months before we're in a plaza, there was a fire in a Tazrin Fashions factory, which killed 112 people and injured 200. And they didn't do anything then, but of course the scale of the disaster was nowhere near as big as Rana Plaza, and that's when really a lot of people, like just the government as well, stepped in. And we're going to go with more detail on the accord that was put in place after Rana Plaza, which was the Bangladesh accord.
Yeah.
To improve the health and safety of the factories.
So we'll talk about that probably tomorrow.
Yeah, in the next episode. It's quite a lot to be said, and they're actually on about lifting the accord off now because it's been 6 years.
And that was another thing that was started because of the Rana Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
But just to show how much Fashion Revolution's working, like on their website, they're completely, obviously because they're trying to promote transparency, they're completely transparent about all the funding that they get, what the money's been spent on. And just looking at it, you can see how fast it's growing each year. But also they've got the transparency of like how many people are using the hashtag, how many brands are responding, and it just shows it's increasing like year on year, like at least 30% each year. So obviously I haven't got the statistics for this year yet, but it does feel like it was a lot bigger to me. Well, obviously we had our first event. That was the first event in Newcastle.
And that was because we thought there was nothing going on around like the northeast last year, so we just decided to create something ourselves, so if more people are thinking this way.
Definitely, and I think it feels like there's been more events around us as well anyway, just in general, like people with universities and other people getting more, seem to be getting more involved, so it's, if it keeps growing at this rate, it's going to have a huge impact, I think.
Yeah.
It already has, obviously.
It's had a huge impact, and you know, it's only going to get bigger. You can see high street brands, you know, it could, of course they're using a lot of like greenwashing right now, but they are stepping in and just, releasing this sustainable and ethical.
That's another good thing about the fashion revolution, is that they do somewhat like promote or encourage like positive brands, brands that are doing positive things, the ones that are doing, making a change, and and doing the like the right thing.
You do more like you see a lot more conscious marketplaces as well online, of like a combination of brands to doing good things in one place to make it easier, because people, like consumers, they are wanting to find out more, you know, like about, you know, where the clothes are made and what are they made from. So there's a lot, like a lot of marketplaces just putting it all in one place to make it easier.
And so it's like overall there's a great movement that hit, like that's not just about changing the consumer's mindset, obviously included, that's included, but it's about going directly to the brands, directly to like people, policies. Also they do quite a lot with students and stuff, which is obviously going to influence the next designers and next brands and generation.
Yeah, they talk about the whole lot, really. It's not just a garment workers, but the sustainability impacts, mending, everything that they're covering. And for the Fashion Revolution Week, you see not just you know, talks and panel discussions on, you know, like the, you know, what the fashion industry relates to, but they also do like screening of movies, like the True Cost movie, the Dirty Secret of Fashion, like all sorts of different things, and a lot of workshops as well to use waste and to mend the clothes that you already have, and clothes swap. So there's a lot of different things that kind of relate to fashion.
Yep. So if you're interested in anything, if you're interested in fashion at all, really, whether ethical or just in general, definitely worth a look out. The website, it's got loads of information. They've got tons of resources and just information about what they do. And if you missed, if you didn't manage to take part in Fashion Revolution Week this year, can look forward to that next year.
Yeah, there's still some events going on, even now.
Yeah.
Not in the northeast, though. No. But there are still some in London and Manchester and Liverpool, I think. So this is definitely worth checking the events section on Fashion Revolution.
Yeah.
Their website.
Because sometimes they'll have events throughout the year even that are just associated with Fashion Revolution.
Yeah, it's also worth checking if there's any like sustainable fashion meetup groups. Like we have one in Newcastle, so maybe there is one where you're from as well. Just informal meetups, just to talk about different themes and just come together, you know, like with the whole like-minded group.
Yeah. So that's our promotion of Fashion Revolution, because we think it's a great movement. Thanks for listening or watching. It's been Ethical Fashion Today.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you there.